E-tidings, Cosmos. Good morning, 21st century world of woes. This is Radio Richard Island, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tomila Falcher Rothensha. I am your host, Richard McSweeney. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. Watched a crow flying towards me from the distance. As he or she came closer, I noticed he had some food in his beak. He flew right on over me and continued over the trees into the distance. And I thought, how is that anything different from I carrying the same ideas with me from 10, 20, 30 or more years ago, ideas I had found somewhere but have never stopped to eat them? Always though with the intention of, I will just fly on another little bit before alighting to savour them. Well, from now on, I will all the more often alight to enjoy their well-seasoned goodness. Perhaps they are waiting to have their own day. And the sage in the digital age speaks of the philosopher of old, saying, an owl, he said, enjoys owling his melodies, a lark larking his, and a nightingale nightingaling hers. Often have I heard all three singing together, contentedly, in the outfringes of forests. In today's broadcast, I'll be reading from Prince Hamlet, Tao Te Ching, and the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. This is a reading in continuity from Prince Hamlet. Is she to be buried in Christian burial that wilfully seeks her own salvation? I tell thee she is, and therefore make her grave straight. The crowner hath sat on her, and finds it Christian burial. How can that be, unless she drowned herself in her own defence? Why, it is found so. It must be Shea Offendendo. It cannot be else. For here lies the point. If I drown myself wittingly, it argues an act, and an act it three branches. It is to act, to do, to perform. Aga, she drowned herself wittingly. Nay, but here, your good Mandalva, give me leave. Here lies the water. Good. Here stands the man. Good. If the man go to this water and drown himself, it is, will he, nil he goes. Mark you that. But if the water come to him and drown him, he drowns not himself. Argal, he is not, he that is not guilty of his own death, shortens not his own life. But is this law? Aye, marry, is it Crowner's Quest law? Will you have the truth on it? If this had not been a gentlewoman, she would have been buried out of Christian burial. Why, there thou sayest, and the more pity that great folk should have countenance in this world to drown or hang themselves more than they are even Christian. Come, my spade, there is no ancient gentleman more but gardeners, ditchers, and gravediggers. They hold up Adam's profession. Was he a gentleman? He was the first that ever bore arms. Why, he had none. What are you, heathen? How dost thou understand Scripture? The Scripture says, Adam digged. Could he dig without arms? I'll put another question to thee. If thou answerest me not to the purpose, confess thyself. Go to. What is he that builds stronger, than either the mason, the shipwright, or the carpenter? The gallows maker. For that frame outlives 1,000 tenants. I like thy wit well, in good faith. The gallows does well, but how does it well? It does well to those that do in. Now thou dost ill to say the gallows to build is built stronger than the church. The gallows may do well to thee. To it again, come. Who builds stronger than a mason, a shipwright, or a carpenter? I tell me that, and on yoke. Marry, now I'll tell you. I can tell. To it. Mass, I cannot tell. Cudgel my brains no more about it, for your dull ass will not mend his pace with beating, and When you are asked this question next, say, a grave maker. The houses that he makes last till doomsday. Go get thee to yon, fetch me a stoup of liquor. Tao Dai Ching, Installment 4. The Tao in the void state works on everything. It guards against fullness. Its depth is unfathomable, as if it were the honored ancestor of all things. It blunts the sharp points, sets in order the tangles, tempers the light, and agrees with the obscurity of others. How pure and still the Tao is, as if it would ever stand. I do not know its origin, and it seems to have existed before the coming of all gods. This is an interpretation, after my own fashioning, of some lines from the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. Northree Star visitor spoke to me, saying, "Immaculate of Era, what stories, what anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn?" Of an afternoon, I was sitting on a promontory and gazing out over the wide be about Southern Sea, when a woman came into my presence and graciously asked if I wouldn't mind having her company. And with a fresh breeze softly swirling about us, we enjoyed talking about different things. And she put this question to me, saying, "What is the primary use of our senses?" "It is to use them on ourselves." "How so, do you mean?" "Haven't you noticed how nearly everyone is preoccupied with using their senses on everything that is external to them? They look at things and others, they listen to, they scent, taste, feel, think, and sense beyond them. Yet our senses are primarily given to us to use on ourselves. For instance, our eyes are given to us to be looking at ourselves, our ears for listening to ourselves, our nose for scenting ourselves, our tongue for tasting ourselves, our skin for feeling ourselves, our brain for thinking about ourselves, and the glow for sensualizing ourselves. And only after that, yet simultaneously, are they to be used for looking out beyond ourselves, listening out, scenting, tasting, feeling, thinking, and sensualizing. While, as you say, they are primarily meant to be used on ourselves, how then should we best use them to consider everything and everyone beyond ourselves? Look with eyes that have first seen oneself. Listen with ears that have first listened to oneself. Scent with a nose that has first scented oneself. Tongue that has first tasted oneself. Skin that has first felt oneself. Thought that has first thought oneself. And sensualize that has first sensualized oneself. Is that the way you have been, say, looking at me since I came into your presence? Yes, it has. I have been able to look at you clearly, for I have been simultaneously looking at myself, listening to you clearly, for I have been simultaneously listening to myself, scenting you clearly, for I have been scenting myself, tasting you clearly, for I have been tasting myself, feeling you clearly, for I have been feeling myself, thinking you clearly, for I have been thinking myself, and sensualizing you clearly, for I have been sensualizing myself. Have a go at it, and see just how wondrous a way it is to be using your senses." "Oh my, there is a difference in your appearance compared to when I first came and saw you, a difference in your words compared to when I first heard you speak." And we continued on happily talking about such and the like until the first stars of eve appeared into our view. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I, and what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay, way back in days of long, long, long gone by. O mortal self of mine, when with living in your own realm and time, know you well you will, for oft have I told you, posterity shall serve us well, of the generations ever coming, well spoken of will we be. Remember whenever and wherever to bravely speak out on issues when you know quite well you ought to. Refuse to let yourself silence you. The upcoming repeal here on the Isle of Ireland of the 8th Amendment of the Constitution Act 1983, which acknowledges the right to life of the unborn, which you regard to the equal right to life of the mother, is such an issue in need of your courageous response. Say no on referendum day, Friday 25th of May, to the making of a law that would fast-track us as individuals and as a people to inhumanity. The beloved lives in the wombs of tomorrows will to us in their own way be eternally grateful and ever so proud of us. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. You have been listening to an Irish philosopher of the natural kind, bringing radio to the internet via Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally for about 15 minutes, Monday to Friday. The script format of today's broadcast will be available at a future date on AuthenticClosetDramascripts.com. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus beannacht leat.